everybody, and welcome to another edition of On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO's Ask the Experts Weekend. We are here with the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burke, alongside Gary Abley, Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group, coming to you live November 30th, the last day of November for you, taking your phone calls at 844-220-0965. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
How are you guys today?
Doing great. Good to be here.
Terrific.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was nice. Family time together. Food was good. It was terrific.
Everybody stayed away from blessed. Politics and had a good...
No, not in my family. No. Of course, everybody's on the same
not,
page.
Not in mine either.
Everybody's on the same page in my family, so it's good.
Well, now that we've stuffed ourselves with turkey and we've looked at the calendar and realized tomorrow is December 1st, we have 1 month away till 2020, and we have 1 month left of 2019. So make sure all those end-of-the-year checklists are coming to the end for the financial side of your to-do list. We're here to do what on the radio today, Joe?
Well, Gary and I are pleased to be hosting the only financial call-in show that is hosted by, exclusively by Certified Financial Planners. We are live. This is not a one-hour infomercial. We're Certified Financial Planners. This is what we do day in and day out for our clients. We charge our clients a fee for our services, whether it's investment management or it's financial planning. And when we're working with our clients, we try to solve the questions that might be on their mind or what they need to do now so they don't look back 5 or 10 years and say, gee, I wish I would have known. Sometimes they go to these luncheons, free dinners, free seminars, and sometimes they buy this thing that they have no idea what it is, how it works, but it sounded good, and the meal was good, and sometimes it's not the best thing for you. So we deal every day in and day out, with looking at the decisions that you make about your 401k, any questions that you might have about a 401k, about your IRA, about a mutual fund, about long-term health care, about annuities, about life insurance, reverse mortgages, all that and more. Gary and I and the 10 other Certified Financial Planners of CFG deal with that for a fee Monday through Friday, but on Saturday morning we are here absolutely free. So if there's been anything on your mind regarding your personal finances, decisions that you're trying to make, maybe a myth that you, myth, how about that word, a myth, not a miss, but a myth that you may have heard.
A myth that caused a miss.
That's correct. You don't want a myth to cause a miss. About personal finances, things that you may have heard from your brother-in-law, from your neighbor, from your coworker, something around the Thanksgiving table that you're that you want some answers about. So we're here to answer those financial questions. And the good news for you is the lines are absolutely wide open because we just walked in the studios and we welcome your calls. And I can guarantee you, if you're thinking about it, there's probably 25 other folks out there in Central Florida that are thinking about it. They just don't want to pick up the phone. So if you want that question answered, pick up the phone and dial these numbers.
844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. We also have the text machine up and running as well at 21232. That is 21232. We stashed to keep it to about 160 characters because that's all we could see on the screen. We don't want your question to get cut off or a key idea missed. So if you find yourself in the car, in the passenger seat, writing a text that's a short novel, that's when you just need to back out of the messages and go into the phone and give us a call at 844-220-0965. Topic of the day, it's time to talk dollars, not percentages.
Well, that's right, Kyle. Maybe we can check this theory out on you. So every time, you know, we as financial advisors, and Joe, jump in if you feel inclined, we do a lot of talking about averages. You know, I'll say, you know, on average, we get a bear market about every 5.5 years. And the reason I say that to clients is I really don't think we've had a significant bear market in about 10.5 years. We had this little fourth quarter dip. We had to round
last
up.
Year. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had to round that up, fourth quarter of 18 to call it a bear market. And then we recovered in, 3 or 4 months?
Yep.
So typical recovery time from a bear market is about 18 months to 2 years, depending on how far you go back. And typical decline in a bear market is not the 20% we saw. It's almost double that. It's 38%. Okay. So we oftentimes will say to a client, you know, expect a bear market. Business expansions don't go on forever. The typical decline is 38%. Typical recovery, a couple years. But what I have found, and I think this is a good idea, when as we are toward the end of a business expansion, we don't know when it will end, but we know we're 10.5 years closer, why not take a look at your allocation? This is a great time before the end of the year. calculate the portion you have in equities, and simply multiply that by 40% and say, can I deal with this? So if you have an $800,000 portfolio, if we do some rounding, it's around a $200,000 hit. And so rather than talk percentages, I want people to say and be able to say, yes, I could stick with my allocation even if I saw my equity portion decline by X dollars. Okay, so that's what I mean by it's time to talk dollars, not percentages. We want to make sure that everyone out there is invested in accordance with their risk comfort.
And, of course, the way to mitigate that risk or to ease the pain, so to speak, is not to be fully invested in equities.
That's exactly right. And what would you say our average client is, Joe?
Age-wise or
No.
In
terms of allocation.
Allocation-wise, yep. I would probably say 60% in equities.
Yeah, I would too.
Mm-hmm.
So
you need the equities for growth, and you have the fixed income side for downside protection. And the good news to that is when the market has its correction, you're not going down with the market. Conversely, the trade-off is when the market is roaring, you're not going to be roaring.
Well, that's right. And the other thing that's to your advantage is when the market does go down, you're able to rebalance because you do have fixed income. And that simply means you're able to keep your allocation at that same 60-40,
right,
which means you're buying equities on sale.
That's correct. And as we've said time and time again, what you want to do is buy low and sell high. Unfortunately, most people do the opposite.
Yep.
And that's why most people are poor investors. And our job is really is behavioral management.
It's discipline.
It's what we bring to the table for our clients. And you're not flying the airplane out there alone. You have somebody to talk to, somebody to guide you through this. Now, we can't prevent markets from having their inevitable corrections, but what we can do is talk about what it is your objectives were and to be sure that these corrections that we're inevitably going to have aren't going to be fatal.
Exactly.
And the key is, once again, diversification with quality. Know what your objectives are, and we will get you through it. People that say that they can tell you when to get in and get out of the market, we know that's a fool's game. It's a great marketing tool.
Run away.
It's a marketing tool. It's a come on. It's a gimmick. Well, I got somebody here that can tell me when to get out of the market and tell me when to get back in. Well, I guarantee you that person doesn't exist if they can. Nobody can do it consistently.
Cannot.
But it is a tremendous marketing tool, and we see it time and time again. Folks, unfortunately, get fooled by it, get suckered into it, and the first time it doesn't work, they wonder, why didn't this work? And because you just can't, you have to be right both times. You have
That's
to be right when to get out, and you have to be right when to get back in. And there have been several studies that we've looked at, you and I have looked at, Gary, that have been done by the investment world. If you miss just a handful of days over 10 years or something, you
give up half your return.
Yes. And who knows when those good days are.
Right.
And then we've seen days when markets up 600, 800 points, and you're sitting on the sideline saying, oops, you know, I should have been in, and maybe next week. Next month, next year or so. Key is diversification with quality. Know what your objectives are, and that's how you get there.
All right.
There we go.
Lots to take in there. But if you have a question for Joe and anybody or get on the panel, Gary Abley, 844-220-0965. Is the number to dial us up today. Jason at Cocoa Beach has done just that. It's going to kick us off with a good question this morning. Jason, go ahead. You're on the Certified Financial Group.
Morning, Jason.
Hey, guys.
What's
how
up?
Are you?
Good. How are you? What's up?
Good, thanks a lot. Hey, so real quickly, I have a small business. I got about 3 to 4 employees at some point. I'm 37, and last year, how my business is, you know, we're cash flowed about normal, but every year, my tax representative contacts me about some tax planning, and what we do is we do like a lump sum bonus at the end of the year for me, the owner. She wants me to put it into, a Roth. And, you know, that way, so it takes off the bottom line of the business, you know, $5,000 helps that. And then also it doesn't add $5,000 to my, annual salary either. What I did last year, I just took that $5,000 and put it into a 12-month IRA CD.
Okay.
Just cause I didn't really know exactly what to do. I knew that was safe and then I just wanted to get something started, but
well,
we're coming up on that time again this year. And I just don't know. Should I just put another $5,000 into another IRA CD and maybe take that other $5,000, roll it into like maybe a $10,000 5-year? Or is there something else I should be doing like at this early point, just getting things like started as far as my retirement career? Because my wife has a job as well too. And she makes decent money, but she doesn't have any kind of retirement plan with her business either. And my accountant also wanted me to maybe start up like a $3,000 Roth or IRA CD for my spousal CD. Well, but I don't know what to do. I don't know if that sounds good or not.
Well, I'm not sure I like the idea of a Roth. I don't want to ask you your tax bracket, but typically, if you were in the 12% tax bracket or less, I might see some validity in doing a Roth contribution. But if you're a business owner, you might be in the 22% bracket or higher, and I'd rather see you get that deduction today.
Okay.
Things can change in the future. Now, you mentioned your age, and now this is a general rule of thumb, but typically I would say 110 less your age. And I say that's the minimum percentage, unless you're very, very conservative, that's the minimum percentage you would want to have in equities. Now, that puts you right around, you know,
70%.
Right, exactly. So I don't like the idea of you putting away money in a CD and maybe if you're lucky, making 2%. And I really don't like that idea for locking it up for 5, 10 years. So I would think a moderately aggressive mutual fund would be appropriate for you. And then, again, the Roth versus the regular IRA, Joe, you want to talk a little bit on that?
Well, I'm very concerned about maybe you're not understanding or thoroughly, or your accountant or whoever's doing your taxes isn't clear as what he or she is recommending for you. You said they're bonusing out money to you, and then you said it wasn't be taxable to you, and so on and so on. Are you an LLC, an S-Corp? How are you running your business?
Well, we were an LLC for about the 8 years, and last year, so this will be the second year. 2 years ago, we converted, we changed to an IRS, or to a corporation.
A C-Corp.
Yeah.
Corp or
an S-Corp.
Oh, you're an S-Corp.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, and that makes sense. Now, the question I would have is when you bonus money out, did that run through payroll or was it simply a distribution?
Yeah, I think it is through payroll. I think there was taxes taken out last year. And what she's pretty much doing is, because she's called me and was telling me, like, hey, listen, you're so many thousand dollars over, you're going to have to pay taxes on that unless you pay yourself. You know, so we try to correct that a little bit and pay less by bonusing me. But then she tells me that if I take that money and put it into a Roth of any kind, then that money doesn't go towards my regular
Roth does not do that. A Roth does not. There's a breakdown
in communication.
Yeah, there is. A Roth does not reduce your taxable income at all. And
does it count towards my yearly salary?
No. No.
Okay, see, I think that's what she was doing it for. So it doesn't count towards my yearly salary, but took it off the business overhead for the year.
Well, it's really not. So how S-Corps work, real quickly for our listeners, you pay taxes on the difference between revenue and expenses, period, end of story. Now, why a lot of people like S-Corporations is they pay the owner a reasonable salary, and that's what the law requires, and then they take distributions out for the excess monies. Now, in a C-Corp, that would be double taxation because the distributions would be taxable. In an S-Corp, the distributions aren't taxable, but the difference between revenue and expenses are. It's a little bit confusing, but any contribution that you make to a Roth would not affect your salary or would not affect the business bottom line.
It doesn't reduce your taxes.
I think you just need to visit again with that accountant or maybe holler at us. And I was going to suggest maybe a simple IRA for your business, depending on, I know you mentioned 3 employees. A SEP can get pretty expensive, but, you know, you want to be able to put away money if you've got the ability, and that does reduce your taxable income. And you can do that, what is it, up to $13,000 now, so you can shield a good bit of money.
Okay, and you said something maybe mutual funds?
Definitely mutual funds
at your age. Yes. CDs, you're treading water, you're barely keeping up with inflation. And
I knew I wasn't going to make a lot with a CD, but I knew that it was the one thing. Like I had to make a quick decision last year,
and I didn't know what to do,
so I was like, let me just throw it in there for 12 months. So like I said, now I have that maturing in December, so I'll have that 5, and I'll have my a new 5, so I'll have 10 to throw to put somewhere, and I just don't know what would be the best thing for me right now, but you know, definitely probably looking in maybe a mutual fund.
Call our office. We can recommend a few mutual funds that you can buy directly that are fairly in accordance with your risk tolerance. We'd want you to fill out some paperwork to just confirm that you are comfortable being moderately aggressive, and that's a mixture of about 70 to 80% equity and the balance in fixed income. But that's really where you ought to be based on your age.
Jason, something you said kind of jumped out at me. You said you have to make a decision right away, and then you said it's about to mature here in December. An IRA does not need to be set up until you file your until April 15th. So you have...
Okay, well, see, we'll see what happened. Well, you know, we were just tax planning last year, and right. She was like, yeah, you need to give yourself a bonus for this month. And I was like, okay. She's like, I would recommend, you know, doing a Roth. And then so she's like, you have a couple choices. Talk to your, talk to somebody about it. So I just went to the bank and talked to them, and I was like, this is the quickest, easiest, fastest thing for now. And then next year, I'll have a little bit more time to kind of prep and think about what exactly I want to do. So that's kind of what I'm doing
one
now.
One more question, Jason. Are you working with a certified public accountant?
I am.
Okay. All right. So I think maybe there's some miscommunication, certainly have another discussion. Feel free to call us, and maybe we can help guide you on those year-end ideas.
Okay. Jason, we're up against the break here, so thank you much for the phone call. If you want Jason's line, it's 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Text machine up and running as well at 21232. That is 212-3232. We are playing tomorrow.
Today.
Certified Financial Group, and we will continue to do that right after we get the three big things you need to know. Welcome back to On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO's Ask the Experts Weekend. We are here with the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, alongside Gary Abley, Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group, and we're taking your phone calls at 844-220-0965. We are 3 minutes away from latest news, weather, and traffic, so we want to get right back to your phone calls here. Talk to Jamie in Deltona. Jamie, go ahead. You're on the Certified Financial Group.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm in the 401k. We switched providers, and I believe you guys said I should look at target funds, which I switched over, and I'm at a return of like 21% for the year, so obviously I'm happy. But we have an option where we can use our provider. They have a, a guy like you, we can pay a fee and they'll monitor it for us through the year, just seeing what you guys suggest.
Well, oftentimes those outside services coordinate what you have in your 401k plan with other outside assets that you or your significant other might have, and that's the benefit to it. If you just have a 401k for the bulk of your assets, just stick with the target date funds. What do you think?
I would agree with that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because you might have an appointment and just say, all right, let's compare the target dates to other funds within your 401k plan. And sometimes you might be able to build a better portfolio with the other funds versus the target date. But unless you have a substantial amount of assets outside, I don't think I would invest in hiring somebody.
Yeah. Well, for our listeners that might not be familiar with that term, we have about 2 minutes. Why don't we tell our listeners what a target date fund is?
So a target date fund really is based upon when you expect to retire. So, you know, if we look at a 2020 target date fund, ironically, a lot of people would think, all right, well, I'm retiring in a month. It must have me mostly in something liquid. But to our point earlier, and most of our clients are probably over the age of 60, a target date fund 2020 is still going to be somewhere around 50 to 60% in equities depending on that fund family. All of the fund families are different. You know, you might have one that might be at 50%, one at 55, one at 60%, even though the target date is all 2020. So that's really what a target date does. It doesn't reflect your comfort with risk. That's the only negative with them, because I've seen some 25-year-olds that if they saw their account go down 20%, they'd run for the hills, right? And if they're doing a target date on a 2065, they're going to be 85, 90% equities. So it does not address your comfort with risk. It's strictly when you're going to retire. Okay? Does that answer your question, Jamie?
Yeah, thank you very much, guys. Have a great day.
Okay, thanks for hanging in there with your call.
All right, thanks so much, Jamie. And just like Jamie did, he had a question, just a quick question, wanted to confirm something, and that's what we're doing on the radio for you today, 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. And we're also taking text questions as well, 212-322, the number to do that, 212-322. 3-2. We will continue to plan tomorrow.
Today.
With Joe Burt and Gary Abele, Certified Financial Group, right here on News 96.5 WDBO. Think about the girl you love. It is the second half hour here on News 96.5 WDBO's Ask the Experts Weekend. This 9 a.m. hour, we are on the money with a Certified Financial Group. And we are taking your phone calls at 844-220-0965 with two of the Certified Financial Planner professionals at Certified Financial Group. That is Joe Burke, the Oracle of Orlando, alongside Gary Abele. And we're taking your text questions as well. 21232. That is 21232. Joe, just in case anybody may have joined us during the latest news, weather, and traffic, what can they call you about?
Well, Gary and I are here to answer the questions that might be on your mind. We do this show live. This isn't a one-hour infomercial. We're here to take questions. These are the things we do day in and day out as Certified Financial Planners. We do planning at our firm. All the work is done by Certified Financial Planners. We have 12 associated with our firm, and I'm proud to say I think we have more Certified Financial Planners under one roof than anybody in the state of Florida. Unfortunately, anybody can call themselves a financial planner today, a wealth advisor, investment manager. But there are.
I just heard a new one. Certified, I think it's Certified Financial Fiduciary.
How about that?
Yeah. $100 and you. I shouldn't say that. I don't know the rules.
But that's anybody can slap on anything
anybody
behind
can
their
come
mind
up with a name. Yeah.
But let's talk about what a Certified Financial Planner is today. In order to become a Certified Financial Planner, you've got a course of study. Generally, runs at least 2 years. You've got to have 2 or 3 years now of internship. You have code of ethics. You have to pass the 2-day exam that has a pass-fail rate of about 50%. And there aren't many of us around. And we're very proud to have 12 of those folks that actually do the planning at our firm. When we do financial planning for clients, we do investment management. We're also accredited investment fiduciaries. And we've been that for years in designing portfolios for our clients and selecting the investments and monitoring them. We have a very, very strict regimen in how we do it. It's not some gimmick that somebody came up with in order to, you know, pick the mutual fund with the most diamond stars or smiley faces. It's a very rigorous process. So if you want to know more about what we do, we encourage you to go to our website. That's financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com. You can learn all about Gary and me and the other 10 Certified Financial Planner professionals at CFG, and we encourage your call, encourage your questions like we have from Larry this morning. Good morning, Larry.
Well, Larry, 844-220-0965. Always got to give out the number.
I'm sorry. One of these days I'll get it straight.
Yeah, 844-220-0965. All right, Larry in Apopka.
Good morning, Larry in Apopka.
Good morning.
Hi, guys. Wanted to thank you. I've been to several of your seminars, and you've all been great. Gary, and Carrie takes really well care of everybody.
Larry, before you get to your question, you know, you just said something that's very near and dear to my heart. Gary spends a lot of time in putting those programs together, and they're very, very well received. The challenge is that we may have 25 or 30 folks there, and they go out and tell their friends, but I don't think we've ever had anybody on the air talking about how good they are. So let me give you the microphone for 20 or 30 seconds and tell us what you learned.
Oh, lots of things. Kind of validated some things that I kind of learned on my own throughout the years, but Gary's great about answering all your questions, keeping it simple enough, especially if you're not used to it, but yet at the same time it's educating you to really stir you to think and start the process. And I guess the really big thing to me would be what I do at work is really try to get the young kids, as I call them at work, that are in their 30s to really harp in on their investments.
There you go.
Because I tell them you don't have a pension.
There you
only
go.
Have your 401k.
There you go. And he didn't try to sell you anything, did he, Larry?
Oh, no.
There you go.
No.
And by the way, before we close the show, Gary's got a big one coming up here. We're going to do in the Cox Studios right here on Lee Road.
Right.
Coming up. We'll talk about that. But Larry, before we let you go, tell us your question.
Right. Thanks, Larry. I appreciate it.
Sure. My wife is older than I am. I'm going to retire next year. So she and her, with her investment portfolio that we have set up from when she retired, she'll have to do the deferred distributions or the minimum distributions.
Required minimum,
about
RMDs.
Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that she turns 70 and a half in about 2 years. Can we flip names and put my name as the primary on hers?
I like your creative thinking, Larry.
That's a great idea. But no, unfortunately, they are individual accounts. And so,
okay.
Yeah, you can't change to the younger person. But that's a great idea. I like that idea. Now, you know, the one thing, Larry, though, we're required to take the distribution, of course. I always tell clients you're not required to spend it. So, you know, fortunately, some of our clients have done well, and they take their required minimum distribution. They decide how much they want to go to charity, because you can actually do a qualified charitable distribution, and you don't pay any taxes on what you take out if it goes directly to charity. You can't take it out personally and then give it to charity. Otherwise, you'd have to itemize, but you can do that. And then oftentimes we'll withhold some money in taxes and put that money right back into a brokerage account and invest it for maybe the grandkids. Some of our clients have done well and they have a pension still because they're, you know, from the old days when they were good pensions, right? And, you've got to do it based on yours for your IRA and then hers for her IRA, unfortunately.
So, with London, I have another question.
Sure.
So, I just figured out I kind of pulled too much money out of my 401k this year. So when I sign up for Medicare next year, I think it's going to throw us into higher monthly premium.
Right.
From the 136 that we're going to pay, I think it's 186 or something like that. So I was wondering if when we do our taxes for 2019, if I were to do them, break them up. Like do my separately and hers separately.
Married filing separately?
Yeah, it's not going to help you. But I will say this, Larry. Your Medicare for 2020, the premium, will be based on your income in 2020. Now, they're going to charge you based upon your income from 2018 because that's the information they have. But ultimately, that will get washed through. And sometime around 2022, when they have your 2020 records, they're going to adjust that premium and basically give you back, if you will, that overcharge if, in fact, in 2020 you shouldn't have been charged the surcharge. And I hope that made sense.
So it's based on 2018?
Well, it's based on the records that they have at the time that they're making the decision. Right now, that's your 2018 tax return, yes.
But, then I'll be okay for at least the first year.
Okay. And then it might hurt you the next year, but ultimately you'll get that that overcharge, if you will, back when they actually figure out what the taxes were or what your income was, rather, for 2020 and 2021.
Got it. Okay. Thank
all right.
You.
Well, thanks for the feedback, Larry.
All right, Larry. Thanks for the call, and the next time you're in the office, stop by and say hello.
All right.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Just like that. If you want Larry's line, it's 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. We also have a texting machine as well that you can text in your question at 21232, and it will show up on our screen. It'll only show 160 characters, so just keep that in mind. If you are texting in, we don't want a short novel. It's going to be a couple of follow-up questions, lots of details. That's what the phone's for, 844-220-0965. Cindy in Orlando has dialed us up. Cindy, you're on the air with the Certified Financial Group.
Hi, Cindy.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a 401k through my job that I currently contribute about 15%, and they're matching me with a total up to 4.5%.
Great.
And that's going to go up to a matching of 6% when at the beginning of the year. But this year, they're making available an IRA for employees, and I didn't know whether I should try to put some money into that.
When you say IRA, are you maybe confusing that with a Roth 401k?
Maybe it is. I thought they said that what I thought there was a Roth in there. So
okay.
Yeah, maybe it is a Roth 401k. I'm not sure.
And that's pretty normal. I don't know. Probably, Joe, what would you say, about 60 to 70% of all 401ks have both a regular and a Roth 401k available.
Yes.
And I think the 30 to 40% that don't will likely have it probably in the next few years because there's really no reason not to give that option. So, Cindy, I think we kind of touched on this a little bit earlier. We would have you look at your tax bracket and say, how much would you save by contributing to the regular portion of the 401k? And, again, my rule of thumb is if it's at least 22%, then I'd rather see you keep doing the regular 401k and not contribute to the Roth. However,
okay.
Let's say, though, contrary, that maybe you and your husband or you are in the 12% bracket, but you expect that your tax bracket's going to be higher in retirement. In that case, I like the idea of putting a portion, not all of it, but a portion, maybe, what did you say, 20, 25% or so in the Roth and 70 to, you know, 75% or so in the regular portion of the 401k. I think people often make the mistake, and I can tell you as a CPA, I see a lot of people's tax returns. I have every client, you know, bring in their tax return at least every few years to take a look at it, and people are surprised to find out that, you know, they had gross income of $100,000 and they were still in the 12% bracket. You know, and later on, if we have some time, we'll talk about some year-end tax strategies with that in mind. But after the standard deduction of $24,000, you could actually have taxable income of about $100,000 for married filing joint in retirement and still be only in the 12% bracket. So it doesn't make sense to pay 22% now or higher when you're going to be in a bracket later, 12%, especially if you're not able to contribute as much into the 401k because you're not getting a deduction. So
right.
Be cautious. And again, if you have any questions, you don't want to talk online about your tax bracket, feel free to call our office and we can chat about your income and talk to you privately.
Here's our reluctance of not grabbing onto the Roth IRA or the Roth 401k. When the Roths first came out, people said, well, this is terrific. I put the money in, and it's going to be tax-free. Well, what they fail to realize is that you give up the tax deduction today, which is the sure thing, which is the bird in the hand, for a promise that when it's time to take the money out, it'll be totally tax-free. And the promise is only as good as the government's promise. And we have seen tax laws change. I'm a fearful. In fact, I wrote an article for Kiplinger a few years back. If you want to Google it, it's called A Roth, A Wolf in Sheep's Clothing. Roth, A Wolf in Sheep's Clothing. I talk about the risk that we have by giving up that tax deduction today. As Gary said, if you're in the 22% or higher tax bracket, you've got to gross far more than $1.22. I mean,
that's right.
It's $1.28 or something,
yep,
that you have to gross to end up with $1.20, to end up with the dollar to put into the Roth. And so we're not big fans of the Roth if you're in a reasonably high tax bracket today. Get that tax deduction, which is the bird in the hand, and then we as certified financial planners, when it comes time to take that money out, we'll figure out the best way to do that for you. That help you, Cindy?
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay,
you're welcome.
We appreciate your call.
And I just remind our listeners that while the government has not reduced Social Security benefits, keep in mind that they are now either 50 to 85% taxable. That's not the tax on it. 50% of the benefit or 85% of the benefit, depending on how much your other income is now taxable. So in essence, our politicians have figured a way to reduce Social Security benefits without reducing it, right, by now taxing it where it hadn't been in the past.
Right.
And I think that's our reluctance to be confident with the Roth rules.
It's what's called means testing.
Yes.
Up until 1983, the Social Security check that you received was totally tax-free. And then
right.
1983, they came along and said, well, you know, people that make, what's the threshold now, $34,000, $43,000
right,
for a married filing joint. If you're married,
yep,
got more than $43,000 of income, taxable income, or is it AGI? Maybe just
adjusted gross.
It's AGI,
yeah.
You're considered rich.
Adjusted gross.
So 85% of your Social Security
right.
is now taxed.
Right.
So that's my concern about that they're going to see these billions and billions of dollars of people stuffed in Roth accounts, made the conversions.
Right.
How about those?
Exactly.
Those babies.
So we could see means testing for Roths,
yes,
and I'm reluctant to have people put more than 20-25% in any case,
yep,
in those.
Yep.
Yeah, text in at 21232 before we get to the three big things you need to know. Planning on adding a partner with an investment of $150,000, what would be the best way to add that money to the business? Thanks, Angel. Text in at 21232.
Well, it all depends on how that business is set up. Is it a sole proprietorship? Is it an S-corp? Is it a C-corp?
Right. Is it an LLC? Do they want to give up voting rights? Do they want to be a voting shareholder?
Right.
There's a lot in that question. And honestly, anytime you're thinking of becoming an equity partner or loaning a business money, that's a great time to sit down with an advisor and say, you know, what are your objectives? And really have both parties in that meeting, so that you can figure out which is the best way to put that $150,000 in.
Right.
Unfortunately, we have more questions to ask.
that
really
goes
into
a tax.
That's a tough
thing.
So many different avenues you can go down with that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll think about that. If the listener is still listening, then give us a call. 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. Or Gary, what's the best number to reach on Monday?
407-869-0965. 9800.
And Gary's got his upcoming workshop. We have a few seconds. When is that workshop?
Oh, you'd ask me. It's in January. Okay. And you go to our website, financialgroup.com, and you'll find out the date. It's actually at WDBO. And the reason it's here, right here next to the studio, is we are doing a renovation, which is very exciting in the office. Why don't you tell a little bit about that, Joe?
Well, let's be sure they know about your center. What's it about?
Oh, all right. The workshop, I think this is my new favorite workshop. It is about financial planning. So we talk a lot about financial planning, but in this workshop, we actually go over what a financial plan is. So we go through a sample financial plan. We hand one out so people can see the deliverable on it, and then we talk about assumptions and the 10 critical elements that go into a successful financial plan. So it's a great workshop. I'm excited about it.
What time is it?
I think we had a change.
I know it's on your calendar.
Normally it's 9 to 11, but yeah. I think they wanted it to be 10 to noon. Or
after the show?
Here, but I think so.
Yeah, you know what we may do? We may do the show live in front of an audience. We may do the show live in front of an audience from 9 to 10, and then from 10 to 12 you can do your workshop.
All right.
We may serve coffee and donuts.
Yep.
Put it on the calendar. Go to our website, folks. That's financialgroup.com. Financialgroup.com. Click on workshops. And everything you want to know about this great upcoming workshop will be held here at the WDBO studios. We look forward to seeing you there.
Peace, King. All right. We got a couple of callers calling in here for the final segment. If you want to get behind them, 844-220-0965. We will continue to plan tomorrow.
Today.
The Certified Financial Group. Time to get the three big things you need to know.
This is News 96.5 WDBO.
Right. Welcome back.
All you listeners out there, it's a big day today. Tune in. Ohio State, Michigan football.
Welcome back. On the Money with a Certified Financial Group. Obviously, Joe Burt is rooting for Ohio State today. Originally from Ohio, right, Joe?
Yep. With all due respect to Harry and Nancy out there, I'm sure they're rooting for the other team. The other team up north, we don't mention its name, but...
rhymes with Ichigan?
Yeah, something like that. Yes. Gotcha. I think it'll be a good game. Unlike last year where we whopped them, I think this year will be a little more challenging and may the best team win.
All right. Just like that. Well, we got about 5 minutes left of the show before we get to the latest news, weather, and traffic. We want to get to all our great callers that called in this morning. Patty in Orlando has dialed us up. Patty, go ahead. You're on the Certified Financial Group.
Morning, Patty.
Good morning.
Good morning. I just want to know one thing. I want to retire in 3 years, okay?
Okay.
And I work for Disney, and I might be having maybe $80,000 to $90,000. Should I get it by monthly, or should I do a one lump sum?
So if your question, Patty, is do I have an option of taking a lifetime annuity from the provider of the 401k, or should I roll the lump sum into an IRA, it really depends on what that lump sum is. So I just did this calculation for somebody actually else at Disney, I believe, and it made more sense to take the monthly income. And
really?
Yeah, a general rule of thumb, and now this, anytime you have rule of thumbs, people can argue it, but I'd take a look at that lump sum that they're offering, and I'd multiply it by either 4 or 5%, and I'd compare it to the amount that you can get from your pension. So in other words, let's just do the math and say the lump sum's $100,000. I would want the pension amount to be at least $400 a month. If it's more than $400 a month, I'm inclined to say take that pension amount and not the lump sum. So typically we like our clients to withdraw out maybe 4 to 5% depending on their age from their retirement account. And depending on your other circumstances, any other monies, it's sometimes good to have a secure source of income.
Patty, want to be sure that when you start down that long path road called retirement that you're going to be okay. How old are you, Patty?
I'm 66.
66, okay. So statistically, we've got 25, 30 years we have to worry about you in retirement. That's a long time.
Yes, it is.
And we want to be sure that you have enough gas in the tank that before you retire, that you're going to be okay. I understand everybody gets that age. You know, you're just fed up. You want to quit. But the worst thing to do is quit too early and wake up when you're 82 years old and you find out that you should have worked another couple of years. And this is what planning is all about. This is what we do for our clients. Not trying to sell you a plan, but why it's so critical.
Well, I don't want to interrupt you, but I'm going to work until I'm 70 at least.
Good. Okay, good. And do something part-time afterwards, because Gary and I see, right, Gary, the people that have the best retirement years are those that continue to do something after they quit the formal job.
Yes, they are the most engaging and, you know, yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
And I think the happiest, those who keep working.
So, Patty, I would encourage
you. To my question,
sure.
And that is to go monthly, huh?
Well, I think we need to look at the math. So I would say, come to some of our workshops. We talk about that. Will your savings last a lifetime? That's a great workshop to come to. But as Joe was mentioning, 25 years into retirement, that monthly amount that you get from your pension is only going to be worth half of what it started at. If assuming a 3% inflation in 25 years, you need double the money just to pay the same bills.
Right.
Because of inflation.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to look at that lump sum, compare it to the monthly pension amount to make that decision.
You haven't started Social Security yet, have you, Patty?
No, but I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to wait until I'm 70.
Good.
And
great.
Then start.
Good.
All right.
Good.
So yeah. I think you're on the right path. Maybe come to a few workshops to get some confirmation. And,
Hey, got that music
coming. I hear the fight song. That means it's closer to game time, which means we're out of time.
Uh-oh.
Here on the
All
Money,
right.
The Certified Financial Group. Lawrence, Gary, hang on the line. We had a private consultation after. If anybody missed their phone number, what's the best number to reach out during Monday?
407-869-9800. And that workshop date, by the way, was January 18th.
Go to our website.